They want you back in there, don't they?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Look, we've got 6 weeks or 42 days until Christmas. Christmas is the time when retailers do the bulk, make the bulk of their sales for the year, and shoppers are expected to spend around $50 billion this Christmas. And obviously, bricks and mortar retailers want the bulk of that money spent in stores. And this year, we've got Christmas on a Monday. So that's giving shoppers and retailers an extra two very busy days prior to the 25th of December.
Oh, I can only imagine what they'll be like. There's some interesting tactics going on, aren't there? They seem to have accepted that we will buy online, but things like click and collect get us into the shop. We save on delivery by going and getting it ourselves. And I guess that gets us in the door, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So click and collect, for your listeners who might not be familiar with it, it's also called bricks and clicks. It's where shoppers can purchase online and then they go into the store to actually pick up their purchases. And what we're seeing in Australia is that around 42% of retailers offer this service now, and it's continuing to grow. And the reason that that retailers offer this service is that what we found is that around 50% of customers who come into the store to pick up their pre-ordered and prepaid for purchases are actually making an additional impulse purchase while they're there. So it's very good news for the retailers. But for the customers, it's fantastic too, because it sort of bridges that gap between, I guess, the immediacy of shopping in-store, but that also waiting, that sort of dreaded waiting for the card in the mailbox when you come home and find that perhaps your delivered parcel has been sent back to the depot or back to Australia Post. So it's a very powerful tool for getting shoppers into stores.
You mentioned, of course, the service that's provided to us, not having to take that card down to the post office. So they're, I guess, selling it on service to us, isn't it? Because service is what we are demanding from them. Is that right, Louise?
Absolutely. So what we're seeing now is it's not really about price so much anymore. And that's because of the advent of the internet. You know, shoppers can see the prices very easily and compare prices between retailers. So what we talk about now in retailing is forget about the price so much. Those price wars are gone. What we're talking about now is service and also speed of delivery. Now, obviously, as Christmas gets closer, that window of delivery is going to shut down for a lot of online retailers. There will be a time, you know, just before Christmas when there's no point doing online shopping because it won't be delivered in time. So click and collect is really great for those retailers that offer it, and great for shoppers as well. So I guess what we're seeing now is that on Saturday we've got the pageant coming, and that sort of really signals, you know, the traditional start of Christmas in a lot of shoppers' minds. But really retailers have been sending this signal to us since September. You know, we've started to see Christmas displays and Christmas products appear more and more in the shops. We've now got Santa in a lot of the stores that you can visit. The pageant, I see ABC Radio's tweeted today that a lot of the decorations are going up with Hobart City Council. So we're really now starting to see many ways that bricks and mortar retailers are going to try and attract shoppers into their stores. And click and collect is one way.
You mentioned time of delivery. Do you think that's an appeal to the extent that if I can buy the same thing in two shops, the person who'll get it to me fastest or make it available for me to collect is possibly the one I'll choose?
Absolutely. I think it comes down to the speed of the delivery, how quickly you can get that product. And also, if all other things being equal, it will come down to the price of the delivery as well. So what we're seeing is a lot of shoppers are abandoning their online shopping carts when they get to the time where you have to look at what the cost of the delivery is. So a lot of savvy retailers are either offering free delivery or really fast delivery for the money that shoppers are being asked to pay. Or they're getting shoppers to come into their store with click and collect.
How important is loyalty, do you think, Louise? We were talking in the office about this, all with different experiences, and there are things now such as pay a fee for an annual fee, and that will guarantee you a certain number of express deliveries, that sort of thing, to sort of tie you up to a retailer. Is that key to them?
Yes, we're seeing that a lot more. And I mean, obviously the sort of leader in that space is Amazon with Amazon Prime. But there are other retailers. ASOS is another one, a big online retailer where you pay your yearly fee and you get free delivery, or you get express delivery for free. I think we're going to see a lot more of that for online retailers. And that's going to, that will be tricky for bricks and mortar retailers to compete against. But I'm not sure about loyalty so much anymore. I just don't think it exists as much as it used to. And I think that's because customers now have so much information available to them. So they do a lot of what we call web rooming. That's where they research online and they find the best price. And then they might still head into the shop to buy the product, having done that research. But I think trying to build loyalty is really a challenge for a lot of retailers now.
How does the small shop that's there on the street and it's selling locally made produce or beautifully handcrafted work compete with the might of something like Amazon and ASOS, which can do this sort of tactic?
Look, I think the big thing that the bricks and mortar retailers have over online retailers, especially at Christmas, is this real notion of tradition and the Christmas rituals that we all want to go through at this time of year. So if you think about the things that we like to do or that we associate with Christmas, so we do associate crowded shopping days, crowded shopping malls, streets, carols, wrapping gifts, buying decorations, decorating the tree, putting lights up, cooking and baking and shopping for those items, shopping as a social experience with our friends or family. You really can't do that if you're sitting on your sofa and shopping online. Mm. So I think that, and the other thing that we also see that a lot of small or local retailers offer, they offer a lot of special products that are only available at Christmas. Now, big retailers do this as well. If you think about some of those gourmet food hampers or pre-wrapped gifts that are sort of aimed at men who are quickly going into shops to try and buy last-minute gifts. We see a lot of gift packs and those sorts of things. I do think that that notion of trying to tap into the nostalgia that we all have around this time of year is really what draws people into shopping in bricks and mortar stores.